Doc. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Well, good morning, Kenny.
Hey, that's not the Halloween special intro.
Hey, no, it's not. It's the normal November 1st, 2016 intro, because that's the day it is today.
That's the day it is.
So are you still...
That's the way it is.
It's just the day it is. So, really, though, are you still dressed up like your... Let me see if I can guess what you were yesterday. No, I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing? Because I didn't dress up at all.
How come? Why not?
I didn't... Okay, The thing is, I had to work yesterday, and on my way to work, I thought, I should have dressed up today.
Yeah.
In fact, they had like a costume contest at work.
Look at that. Two for two, or is it 0 for 2? Which one? I think you're in the hole now.
Probably 0 for 2.
0 for 2.
Go for two. Go for two. Two gophers.
You could have been a gopher. Could have been two gophers, kind of just mushed together.
But you weren't. Two headed gopher.
That's right. What else? What else could you have been? You know what I really wanted to be this year.
What's that?
I wanted to be the what's his name? The Stig. From Top Gear. I've been watching a lot of Top Gear.
Yeah, tell me about that. You said that last time, but you kind of glossed over it.
Yeah. I watched two episodes this morning before the show started, and I was kind of in a stupor trying to wake myself up before all this starts here at 7 a.m. on the dot. It's good. It's a great program. It's thoroughly sexist and racist and all the bad things, but in a proper British sort of comedic way. It's a comedy show. It's not a car show. It's a comedy show. That's right. What it seems like. So it's fine. It's fine. Good. It's good for what it is.
So what prompted you to start watching Top Gear? And you're watching it from the beginning, right?
Yes. Well, from the not 18 seasons of it, but I'm watching from what's available on Netflix.
Oh, really? They took out the early stuff?
What more early stuff is there?
They started like in 2000.
No, all that's gone.
Oh, man.
It's five seasons. And cars are still running on gasoline for the most part. So what I'm mostly curious about is that their new show that's supposed to be on Amazon.
The Grand Tour.
Yeah, right. Is that it's basically going to be like one of their special episodes, but over the course of many episodes.
Right. It's going to be like an adventure episode, but spread out. Multiple locations. They're not just like we're riding bikes across Bermuda or something like that. I don't know.
I don't think that would take very long.
I've always wanted them to do like a cross country America tour. Mm-hmm. They've done little bits here and there in America. I think they did one from like the middle of Nevada down to the Mexico border in three supercars?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now
is like a documentary of the song.
Yeah. Why don't you look at what you're sending me before you send this to me?
Because I can't listen to it.
Of course you can listen to it, Kenny. That's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, try this one. This is real time, guys. This is live. This one's live.
Do you see this image? It is a number. Okay, no. This is a number of people on stage. And it's not going to sound like what we expect the song to sound like. They're going to have 9 minutes. 9 minutes and 41 seconds.
That's probably because of solos.
Is this multiplayer piano? What have you sent me?
Uh-oh.
This is terrible.
Kyle, stop.
Why don't you just send me the song?
I think we have a problem in my recording. Uh-oh. You're all clicky. Why are you all clicky?
What do you mean, why am I all clicky?
Oh, you're all clicky. Oh, no, I need to restart my computer.
No, no, no. Hold on a second. We need to get the... Okay. While you restart, we're going to play the proper version of Bruce Hornsby's.
All right, I'll be right back.
The way it is.
Hornsby.
Hornsby. Bless you.
Pretty sure we can't play this in the podcast.
We just needed to get the proper version in there. My goodness. Well, how's everything sound? It's just going to be the way it is, I suppose. Okay, good. So, now you're going to send me another. We can just spend this whole time.
All right. You're going to play that one? Just the beginning of it.
It's already playing because... here we go. Oh.
There we go.
Come on. Not what I expected. Wake up in the morning. We did wake up in the morning because we're here and we're trying to record a podcast.
Hey. That's just the day it is.
You're bringing it all back together.
Yeah, exactly. There's a method to our madness.
I don't know about that. I really don't know about that.
We derail as soon as we can, and then the rest of the show is on a certain rail now. I guess it's not on a rail at all. It's the third rail.
It's like the electrified one that if you touch it, it kills you. Welcome to Morning Show. If this is your first one, just go back and listen to the last one.
Yeah, actually, go back to listen to the last one because that one was great.
Yeah, this one's just not. Now, because...
How do you follow up Halloween, though?
That's
the problem.
You completely forget about it and don't talk about it whatsoever.
These are today's headlines.
Hey, Kyle, Kickstarter launches a live streaming feature.
What?
After a few months of beta testing, the crowdfunding platform is finally ready to launch Kickstarter Live, a live streaming feature launched with the help of Vancouver-based video startup software Huzzah.
Huzzah!
Or Huzzah.
Or Huzzah. I think it's...
Sure.
Like Rooster.
The feature will be integrated into existing Kickstarter platform. Sorry, into the existing Kickstarter platform, and it's designed around intimate rooms that let campaign organizers interact directly with potential backers. It's basically a pitch room live streamed. It's just pitching live, basically.
Just ask us questions, and we can lie straight to your faces and say that the shipping date is going to be this date, when in fact we haven't really learned anything about the product that we're trying to make, and it's going to be way later than you think it's going to be. It's going to be like one of those commercials, you know, the commercials where the contractor is talking to the people who own the house, It's like, don't you wish that people would just talk straight to each other and say like, oh, well, this project isn't going to be done for at least 6 months. And then I'm going to rip everything out and then sue you for everything you're worth.
I have a lot of
I think it's this, this 3 day old cold coffee that I'm drinking this morning. It's still in the container
it's
that
just
I purchased.
Filling you with hate.
Yes. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Today's earworm. Moving on, Kyle, Google finally launches Tango, or Project Tango, as they were referring to it. After more than 2 years of tinkering and finessing, today Google finally officially launched its Tango smartphone augmented reality system to the masses. Right now, it's only available on Lenovo's Fab 2 Pro. Gosh, really?
Fab 2 Pro.
Which begins shipping today, but you can expect to see this in a bunch of Android phones in the next year or so. Now, do you know what Tango is, Kyle, or should I explain it?
It's like bum 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 dun dun dun. That's just the way it is.
No, you can't tango. That's the way it is.
Oh,
Kyle.
Come on, yeah, come on. Let's look. Come on. What? Tell me what it is.
All right. So Tango is the augmented reality. I don't want to say room sensing, but what it does is it's scanning. You can use it as a real-time scanning thing for your environment or where you currently are, and it's then displaying stuff in augmented reality as an overlay on your phone. It's really just, it's AR in the phone. Didn't we hear them say that this is not where they wanted to go, or was that a different phone?
So it was the multi-connector idea that they bought from Motorola, where you slide all these different modules into it.
Yeah,
I think they borrowed the name from Tango. I honestly can't keep up with these project names.
Let's just say Tango is a feature bound for mass consumption. This is from the article. Depth sensing cameras are a feature that will inevitably land on smartphones, with clear use cases becoming more apparent after we all readily have them or have access to them. So it's starting on this phone or Fab 2. Mm-hmm. And it's trying to do positional tracking with your cameras and stuff like that, which I guess is leading to having it into a VR headset, like having it lead No, I think like it's using, well, maybe, I guess, because it has to use the camera.
I feel like this is, so my first experience with augmented reality goes all the way back to the first, not first iPhone, but maybe the 3GS. Probably the 3GS, where Yelp had this feature where you could point the camera towards a place and it would show you on the map, on this live view of the camera, a place on Yelp. Like, oh, hey, this is 3 miles away and it's in this direction. And you could kind of point the camera around and say, oh, yeah, I would love to go to Chipotle.
Well, let me ruin your memories here, Kyle. But okay, actually, first time you used augmented reality was probably the first time you used GPS.
That doesn't necessarily augment my reality. There's no overlay.
Doesn't it show where you are in real time in relation to your surroundings?
Okay. All right.
You know where you are in reality, and it's augmenting the reality around you to show. Okay. Anyway, that's a little cheap trick that I kind of pulled there. Kyle, I'm going to move on. Apple released a new beta of iOS 10.2 to developers yesterday. It features a bunch of additions and improvements, but probably the biggest one for most users is going to be the new emoji.
Gosh.
Yeah, iOS finally, added support for the Unicode 9.0 emoji set. This includes some new emojis such as shrug. Okay, stop there. Shrug, really? Huh? We needed an emoji for that?
Yeah. Just, huh?
No, we don't. We need the stick figure thing that we've been using forever. Face palm, rolling on the floor laughing,
Raffle.
Selfie, bacon, and a whole bunch of other food and animal emoji. Apple also redesigned its set of animal and food emoji, giving them a much needed fresh coat of paint. And they look much more natural now and suited for higher resolution retinas displays.
Can I thoroughly disagree with that point?
I think that you had posted something, or you maybe sent me something yesterday that was contrary to popular belief that the update is going to be good, right?
It's
you don't like it.
So the original emoji were only made for small screen sizes, and while you could blow them up, they did not have enough detail in them to make them look like they were made for that particular size, right? So these, yes. This version, the larger Unicode 9.0 emojis have so much granular pinpoint accuracy,
shading,
detail, shade,
more color.
Yes, so much detail. I can't stand it. It is way too much. Like looking at the hat here of these people. Like, yeah, what is this?
I think it's
the falling, food is the worst.
It's falling prey to the uncanny valley, because original emoji, it's like a cartoon. It's like little cartoon things, and we liked that. You know, we don't think it's gonna be. It doesn't represent something that's real, I suppose. And then
I'm sending you
these updated ones. Oh yeah, I see them.
I'm
Kyle.
Sending you the important stuff. This is the stuff that matters. These are the food emojis.
So I'm what I'm saying is that these new ones, these ones that they've added in 10.2, they've crossed the line of being cartoony and are like, no. We're trying to make these look better and real. It's like, no, stop it. What are you doing? You're ruining my cartoon emojis.
I want cartoons. I don't want real food. If I wanted real food, I would open up my Yelp app and I would look through the augmented reality camera and find a proper looking taco, because this taco.
Yeah, I mean, the taco, it's too much detail, but let's just talk about that burrito. What did you put in the burrito? What is that?
Let's see. It looks like rice on one side, Spanish rice. First of all, Spanish, like a little bit of smoked paprika in there.
The fact that you can even say anything of that sort means that we've gone the wrong way.
Looks like a little bit of lettuce, which lettuce should never, ever be in a burrito. I don't care if it's offered on that Chipotle line. Never, ever, ever.
Is the one above the taco, is that falafel?
Ever, ever, ever.
Or is that a bowl of something?
Ever, ever put lettuce inside of a burrito. Ever. You get it? That is a falafel, yeah, by the way. There's a single falafel in there. It looks, though, like you bisected a sausage and then put it inside of a pita with a lot of lettuce. Why is there so much lettuce? I mean, that's really the only thing that I'm learning here is that they've added detail to the lettuce.
I like the three fingers of scotch on the far right here.
A lot of fingers.
You dip three fingers in my scotch.
and then you can touch the Touch ID. Morning show. Last one episode back. Go.
And then the baguette
Kyle, looks good. The beer looks terrible. The
beer does look terrible.
The curry looks good. Nice. Real good.
Sushi looks good.
The pizza is probably the furthest departure from what you might expect.
They toasted the cheese more.
Yeah.
It's like they cooked the emoji more.
It looks like it's stuffed crust. Like they went to Pizza Hut and said, can we get one of those promotional pizzas from you, please? I would love to get maybe the like grease cup style pepperonis in there somehow. tacos.
Okay. Okay, Kyle. Okay.
I feel like I'm in a blind rage. Please move on.
You are. So let's just fuel the rage by going over what was posted last night on our morning show AM Twitter feed. How do you pronounce the word in this word? I can't say it because I don't want to bias anybody from they're listening.
So,
you know,
this is
a very visual thing that we're explaining now.
Here we go. You're on your iOS device and you've
I got it in my hand right now.
Okay, good, good, good. Now tap on the messages icon to take you to the messages app. All right.
Got it.
And tap on messages from someone who also has an iOS device.
Okay.
You would probably be receiving blue little bubbles that come through, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, no, actually, I'm sending blue and they're sending me gray.
Okay. Either way, the blue is the dominant color of message being sent in this stream here that we've
got. That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, if both of you have this feature turned on, there will be a small indicator on the bottom right-hand corner saying whether or not the message that you sent or you received from them has been viewed by said viewer. Got
it? Yes. Now, do you want to know how I read it?
How do you... How it is said? Yes, please. How in your brain have you said what it looks like?
I pronounce it as a red receipt.
Are you okay? Are you f-ing kidding me?
Now, why would you say read receipt, Kyle?
Because
why would you say read receipt?
As Matt Lemieux says, or Tiger Matt, our famed favorite listener, says, America needs to learn the power of assonance. And I definitely feel like I've made an assonance of myself.
Well, explain your reasoning here.
So this is...
And then I'll explain my side.
No, this is where the... How can I explain this? This is where the sounds of the letters from two preceding words have similar sounds, and as such, then gives you a warm fuzzy. So read receipts gives you both the E sounds, and it sounds good. It's like a little rhyming option. Read receipts.
No, Kyle, you can't defend this in saying that the alliterative power of saying it the wrong way makes you feel good.
It's called assonance. In poetry, the repetition of the sound of a vowel or a diphthong.
I am in the diphthongs of reading.
Yes, I am. I definitely feel like I am. they're near each other. And I guess they're alliterative, as you mentioned.
Let's listen to my side. The other person on the other side of my messages has read the message. Therefore, it is a red receipt.
You can have both present.
How can it not? They're not currently reading it. It has already been read. It has been read, so it is a red receipt.
And I am reading it, and as such,
You are not reading anything. You are not reading anything. It has already been read because they have seen it and they are responding to it. Therefore, they have read it.
That is Kyle. The act. However, I know.
No, the act. No.
You're absolutely 1,000% wrong. It is read.
No, you receipts. Are wrong.
Read.
No, read receipt.
Wrong.
I am receiving a notification. I have receipted a red notification.
No.
I can see that we are absolutely not going to agree on this.
I want to know why you think that it's read receipts. You can't just say that it sounds good. There needs to be another reason.
No. There is absolutely no reason, because the word READ can be interpreted either way. There is the only context we get is receipts. And so
no,
the receipt
the
itself,
context we get the is receipt that the only way that you are. Listen,
the receipt itself has not been read.
What receipt? What are you talking about?
The read receipt.
Do you know what a receipt is, Kyle?
Yes, it's one.
What is it?
One
what
cup of flour, two cups of sugar, three cups.
It is a record of what has been, what has happened, right? A receipt is something that you get at the end of a transaction, at the end of something that has already occurred.
We've already set
therefore,
this
it is
up.
In the past. It is the past. Mm-mm. Tense. Mm-mm. Yes. Do not argue with this me is, on that.
This is the angriest we have ever been on this program. ever. I'm not going
to
bend.
But now it's a dividing line, and we need to know from our listeners what they think.
Listen, our listeners wouldn't send us in their favorite kudos bar, nor would they send us in their favorite Capri Sun. So I have no faith in their ability
Did
to
you
send
say
us.
Send us in. Oh my gosh. I'm related to a dummy.
No. I'm related to somebody who has no idea how the English language works. Complete.
I studied English in college.
And utter. Yeah.
I know the English language is.
And look what you're doing with it. Absolutely nothing.
I can't drink my coffee. I'm laughing too much.
No, you're wrong. Okay, moving on. Hey, Kenny. This show, whatever this is brought to you by FeedPress.
I believe you.
I'm just going to let... I needed some time to myself. This is good. I'm just kicking back, relaxing now. I feel good. I feel good about the read receipts. I feel good about...
That hurts me.
My choices. You can't... No, hey, this is my space. Get out of here. Get out of here. This is my
space is owned by Fox and Justin Timberlake.
Used to be. But this episode's owned by FeedPress. Gosh, that would be awful. I don't think that's how that works. No. But FeedPress actually delivers it to you. They're a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. They've got 400 megabytes of flexible file storage. And a whole bunch of other cool features. Please just go check them out. You've heard this enough times to understand that it's important for you to check out the FeedPress service over at feed.press/morningshow. And you know that you can get a 14-day trial without any contracts or any commitments. There's a promo code. If you want to use it, you don't have to. If you want to pay the full price, that's up to you. But you can get 10% off your first year. If you use the promo code morningshow during checkout, you'll get 10% off. So go do it. It helps support us. It'll support you in whatever argument you want to have with your siblings. It's fine. Just go do it. feed.press/morningshow. Do it. Please do it. And say read receipts. Do it. Can you imagine how much difference it would make if there was a B in front of all of this? Because I wouldn't say breed receipts. I would say bread receipts. And so that was what I was trying to get at earlier, was that if you needed a receipt for bread, you would start with flour. I've got a national
recipe.
I've got that's a receipt. We've already established this. Do you not remember? Hey, I've got a National Food Day to tell you about. Oh, and then we're gonna move on to a fun little game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm gonna get all this music out of here because we don't need this. This is just gonna continue into eternity and we don't need any of that. Kenny, today's National Day. It's National Deep Fried Clams Day.
Wow.
That's right.
Deep fried clams. In the shell?
Not in the shell. Are you kidding me? In the shell?
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Why would you batter a shell? And then, gosh, those would be so hot. Can you imagine?
Batter shell, that is our title today.
Can you imagine? My brain is killing me right now. It's destroying me.
Wacky. Yeah.
Okay.
How hot would that shell be? If it was
put into
350 degree oil for 10 minutes.
I don't think the oil is that. I think it's way hotter than that, isn't it?
No. What kind of oil?
Let's see.
What kind of oil?
How hot is fryer oil? You're right. 350 to 375.
Of course I'm right. I'm also right about read receipts. But ooh, that's
look at that.
You know, whatever.
It's just a picture of someone making corn dogs.
Clams. Fried clams, Kenny, have been on menus since the 1840s, alongside mutton, liver, and veal cutlets in restaurants up and down the eastern seaboard.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had them.
Now, according to the legend, Lawrence Henry Chubby Woodman from Essex, Massachusetts, deep fried the first breaded versions of clams over 100 years ago. Probably with the shell on. It didn't work out so well. And then people broke all their teeth. And then they decided, hey, let's actually open them up first and then put the breed on them. On July 3rd, 1916, in his small roadside restaurant, Chubby is served his customers the first modern day deep fried clams.
Oops. This episode is rife with grammar mistakes.
No, that's how they're pronounced. Come on.
Clams?
The clams.
Hello, I would like some of the deep fried clams.
It's Depp, first of all. Depp. Depp.
Depp fried the clams.
Depp freed clams. Happy National Depp Freed Clams Day.
Debt free claims. Depp from the makers of deep fried clams.
Grubby chili fingers. Yeah.
It was later.
That's how it's pronounced.
Later on that Thomas Saffron of Saffron Brothers Clam Co. based on Ipswich, Massachusetts.
What's going on? What is happening?
created clam strips.
Okay. Like a clam strip club?
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, salty.
Yeah, that's also terrible. Clams are low in cholesterol and fat without the breading and the oil, so enjoy them if you are on a low cholesterol diet. However, when you fry them, they absorb all the cooking fat and all the calories and are incredibly delicious.
You just kind of ruined the clam healthiness.
The claim
healthiness, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's quite good. Have you? Let's
try it now.
Look, you have not had deep fried clams before?
No, I've never been to Essex, Massachusetts, or anywhere on the eastern seaboard. Actually, no, I've been to DC.
And you didn't get clams. We have clams over here too, don't we?
Do we have deep fried clams on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Deep fried clams.
Most of the time, people will have calamari.
I've had calamari.
Yes. This is my friend, calamari.
All right, Ari. What's up?
Hi.
Swag.
Mm-hmm.
I guess calamari is like the deep fried calamari is. What would that be? The West Coast version?
The deep fried clams?
Yeah.
I don't know where the calamari comes from.
Neither do I.
Oh.
Well.
Nice work. Okay, well.
Thank you.
That's
me clapping.
It is you clapping. Keep it on the train here, Kenny, of deep fried items. I've got a quick game for you.
Okay. You got game music here?
Let's see. Do, 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 do. Nope, that's not a good one.
Dum-dum.
It's time for Fried or Not. These are 15 fried creations, and you need to decide whether they are real or fake Texas State Fair dishes.
And can I preface this with
it goes something like this.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
Okay, I'm just going to preface this with I fully expect to be duped and that every single one is fried. But I'm going to play the
That's
game
not
anyway.
No.
Oh no.
That's not how the game works.
Okay.
There cool. will be some items in here
I'm
that
not being
are
tricked.
No, you're not being tricked. But now you know.
Now you know how it feels.
Now you know how it feels to be tricked because it's Reed. Kenny, number one, deep fried Coke. Is that fried or not?
Deep fried Coke?
Yes.
Like the drink, Coca-Cola?
Yes, not cocaine.
Not Pablo Escobar's cocaine.
That's right. No.
Let's go with not fried.
It is.
How is that possible?
It is a fried Coke was on the menu in 2006 at the Texas State Fair.
How do you fry Coke?
You probably mix it in with batter and then you take the batter and you deep fry it. It doesn't matter how it happens. It matters that they've done it and that you got it wrong.
You mean it batters that they've done it?
It really batters whether they've done it or not.
Yeah, I'm surprised I got the pun before you did.
Number two.
Oh, geez.
Bacon wrapped churros. Is that fried?
Oh, yeah, that's totally real.
Yeah, that's fried. Yes, that's right. Bacon wrapped churros.
That's great.
They were on the menu this year. So,
I should have gone there.
I think the Texas State Fair just stopped. It just ended.
No way.
Yep. I made this game a while back, and it's taken us a while to get to it. So, Kenny, number three, you ready?
Yeah.
Deep fried blueberry muffins. Is that fried?
Like a full muffin or like those little like donut bite muffin things in the package, the Hostess ones?
You know, it's really up to you. They could be muffin tops. Any sort of deep fried blueberry muffin
I think should exist. Those little like bite sized blueberry muffins deep fried would be amazing. So I'm going to say yes.
That's incorrect, but I did think exactly precisely the same thing that you did. I want those little tiny muffins.
You used to get the blueberry muffins, the Hostess ones, and I would get donuts. I'd be like, what's Kyle doing? Blueberry muffins? Was he a health nut or something? you were just dreaming of a fried future.
Not taking you seriously. Already. Yeah.
Yes, I was. So that's you have gotten two of the three wrong so far. Number four.
I think that's a way to look at it.
That's exactly precisely the way to look at it. Number four, deep fried sea cucumber on a stick.
Let's say yes.
Fried or not?
Fried.
I made that one
up.
Dang
it.
And here.
Well, it's because you said on a stick, and I thought, well, of course it'd be on a stick. That sounds fried. I mean, I know what a sea cucumber is, but I thought, you know, they would have made up a better name.
Can you imagine that thing on a stick?
Well, it's Texas, so of course they wouldn't have sea cucumbers. And so I thought they would be like they'd be making up a new kind of food. That's how
wrong.
They are. Come on.
Nope.
No. All right.
Absolutely wrong.
All right.
Number five.
You duped me.
Yes, that's right. A deep fried cosmopolitan. Is that fried or not?
No, it can't be fried.
It is.
What's going on?
The deep fried cosmopolitan was on the menu in 2006, right there next to the deep fried Coke.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Deep fried popcorn. Fried or not?
Yes.
Absolutely
Come
wrong.
Come on!
Nope. Now, there are...
How have they not done that?
There are folks on YouTube who have fried up popcorn. It gets very oily. However, this was not a Texas State Fair dish. You've got to put it all in context.
Well, I don't care about context.
Deep fried, read receipts.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. I can't believe you're doing so... You've only gotten one right so far. Next one. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Deep fried Caesar salad. Fried or not?
No.
Finally.
I really wanted to say yes, though.
Doesn't that sound good? I made that one up. I made that one up, too.
Deep fried Caesar salad.
Just really.
So would it be like one big clump of salad that you'd fry? Or would you do like lettuce leaf by lettuce leaf?
Yes, you would wrap up the lettuce leaf and then batter it and then put it in. Yeah.
So it'd be like a bunch of fried salad chips.
Yes.
And then you douse it. You just baste it in Caesar.
The lettuce Caesar would dressing. Be so soggy, though. But you could dip it into the Caesar dressing. Yeah, that sounds good. You could put an entire. You could put an entire anchovy on the inside.
Oh, what the what?
Yeah, anchovies, Caesar salad. Anchovies. Next one, Kenny. Deep fried combos. Fried or not?
What are you asking?
Deep fried combos. It's not a combination. It's combos. The snack.
What the heck is combos?
The snack. The combos. Come on. What's your favorite combos? Combos. You seriously don't know what combos are?
Oh, I'm seeing combos now.
Combos.com.
Let's say yes.
I made that one up.
Okay. You they like combos
pizza.
Now?
Yes, of course I like combos. They have pizza flavored combos. Cheddar okay. cheese pretzel, pepperoni pizza, seven layer dip.
Is this a
sweet
is that combos right there?
That's a Zombo.
Oh.
Welcome to Zombo. This is ZomboCon. Welcome. This is ZomboCon. Welcome to ZomboCon.
Okay.
You can do anything at ZomboCon. Anything at all. The only limit is yourself.
What is happening? What is that?
You don't know about ZomboCon?
I don't know ZomboCon.
That site's been like that for like 15 years.
Wow. I've never seen that. Never, ever,
maybe
ever.
Maybe longer than that.
Next one. Yeah. Deep fried s'mores Pop-Tart.
Whoa.
As you know, if you are a morning show or transmission listener, really, if you go way back in our archives, s'mores Pop-Tarts are the single greatest Pop-Tarts of all time.
Indeed, they are.
They can be... warm, they can be liquid lava hot, or they can be cold as ice, and they are spectacular.
Or what I like to call raw.
Straight out, yes, uncooked. It's like like s'mores sushi, or Pop-Tart nigiri, or
Pop-Tart nigiri.
like s'more. Yes. Can I get the omakase of your Pop-Tarts, please? Yes, of course. I will get you the chef's
it's
choice
like cut,
of Pop-Tarts.
It's like cut into strips.
It's so good. Now, as you can see, there's bits of marshmallow flowing out the sides onto your sushi rice. It's very good.
Oh, that's too funny.
Deep fried, okay. Fried or not, Kenny? Deep fried s'mores Pop Tart.
Fried.
In Dang fact, it. 2010, they had deep fried s'mores Pop Tarts. I need a time machine. It. Need a freaking time machine for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Time machine. Deep fried frozen margarita.
Frozen margarita. I don't think you can fry a frozen anything.
Deep fried frozen margarita. Is it fried or not, Kenny?
I'm going to say no.
absolutely wrong. The deep fried frozen margarita was on the menu in 2010.
How does that work?
It doesn't matter how it works. It just matters that it was on the menu. Really, really. I'm not a, I am not a professional chef. Nor can I
have to try to figure out in my head. I gotta be able to comprehend. How do you freeze something and then fry it? Fry.
I am not a professional chef.
I have no idea.
Well done.
I cannot tell you. Kenny, next one. Deep fried latte. Is it fried or not?
No.
The deep fried latte is from 2007 and is described as the following. Delicately fried, light puff pastry with a hint of coffee and topped with cappuccino ice cream, sweet syrup, whipped cream, and instant coffee sprinkles.
Ew. Ew.
That is
instant
the deep
coffee sprinkles.
That's right. That's the deep fried latte. So you are absolutely wrong. You're doing terribly. You've got two right, by the way. That's all you've done. Next one. Deep fried jelly beans. Is it fried or not?
Deep fried jelly beans. Yes.
2008 deep fried jelly beans.
This sounds gross though, right?
I don't know. They would be liquid. Would they not?
Well, everything would be liquid. They have to figure out a way to not make it liquid.
No,
make it liquid.
I'm talking about when you put it in your mouth, not the aftermath.
Surprise, peeps.
Yeah, it's just a rainbow torrent out of your...
Oh, never that.
Yeah! You're just painting the walls.
Mark that. The mark. Bathroom. Oh, my gosh. Marking that one. All right, Kenny, next. Deep... you ready for this? Deep fried water bottle. Fried or not?
What?
Come on. Out of all of the things.
Did you say water bottle?
That's right. Out of all of. Come on. Can't you imagine Texas State Fair? Deep fried water bottle. Out of all the things that we've had so far. Frozen margaritas.
Cosmopolitan. Can't eat a water bottle, you numbnuts.
Coke. Yes or no. Fried or not.
No.
All right. You fell deep, deep into my trap. And yet you were able to escape.
Yes.
Next one. Chicken fried cactus bites.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Fried or not?
Yeah, fried.
You're right. Chicken fried cactus bites were on the menu in 2012, described as, quote, hand-picked. Prickly pear cactus pads, thinly sliced, chicken battered, and deep fried to perfection. And it was served with sauces. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
I'll mark that one. It's correct. And I just put a sea cucumber there instead. All right. Last one. Are you ready?
I have to redeem myself with this one.
Let's hold on.
Read, redeem.
Okay, wait.
Wait.
I need to find a good intro for this. Bumpers. No.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's what you get. Deep fried strawberries. Fried or not?
Yes. Fried sounds good with strawberries. Ah. Fine.
No. You got.
No, they don't sound good fried.
Breaded and maybe with powdered sugar on top. Yeah, they sound delicious.
That's what I'm saying. Like
funnel like cake, like on the outside of the strawberry.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
a little bit of powdered sugar and cinnamon.
Maybe you're giving them ideas for next year.
A number of these were made up by me.
That's what I'm saying.
And you have been tricked, and you got 5 out of 15.
That's 33%. That's pretty good.
That's no, you would not have passed. This would no.
What What passing? What are you talking about?
If this was a test, if okay, wait, too many sounds going on here. If this was a test, you would have failed, absolutely failed. I should have made a bet. This should have been, is it read receipts or red receipts? And whoever wins the fried or not challenge forever will bow to the correct pronunciation.
Wait, hold on a second. I never That's got what on we should you have for, done. For failing all those other quizzes that I've quizzed you on, buddy.
But this, listen, this is our wheelhouse. This is exactly why we exist. That's what people tune in for.
For fried or not?
People, yes. Yes. People
why
wanted.
Why don't you throw an easy one in there like pizza?
Nope. Because
I got that one.
No, but hey, I said combos. We have pizza flavored combos. You can get in on
That's
that.
Stupid.
It's not stupid. It's you just think it's stupid because you got it wrong. That's really what this all comes down to, Kenny.
Kyle, you read that incorrectly.
You are absolutely wrong. But what you can do, what would be right in the world, is for you to leave an iTunes review for this show. We've got a lot of just regular straight up 5-star ratings. That's great. That's wonderful. However, I think it helps if you come up with your own deep fried dish and then just put it right there in the little comment bar for this program. I have no idea if it'll help other people find the show or whether or not it will have any bearing on show ratings, but that sounds like fun. It's a good place to put stuff. Sure. You don't really want to follow us on Twitter, Morning Show AM or Dog Burps. Which one are you now? What's your new Twitter handle? Because I know we're gonna have to change that eventually later. You'll go back
to change it in all your.
You'll
all
go back to Pizza templates. Robotics. Yeah, no, I think I'm just gonna leave it. Just evergreen content. It's fine. It's good. We'll be back on Friday. I'm excited. Until then, I guess I have nothing else for you. Other than a deep fried goodbye.
Deep fried goodbye. Incorrect.
We'll see you on Friday. Goodbye.
You read that correctly.